Via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Barely 2 weeks after the U.S. polls closed in an election, he is now projected to lose. President Donald Trump took to Twitter to fire the official responsible for spearheading efforts to secure the vote. Trump late Tuesday berated the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Christopher Krebs, for making what he called a highly inaccurate statement about the election, alleging the November 3rd presidential election was marred by massive improprieties and fraud. Krebs responded to his firing on social media, saying he was honored to serve and that his team did it right. Iota continues to pound Nicaragua with strong winds and heavy rains, even after weakening from a hurricane to a tropical storm. As of late Tuesday night, the National Hurricane Center in Florida said Iota had winds of 65 kilometers an hour on a path towards Tegucigalpa, Honduras. Iota made landfall Monday on the northeastern coast of Nicaragua as a Category 4 hurricane. The storm left scores of communities cut off from the outside world and forced thousands of residents to evacuate. At least 8 people across the region have been killed, including 2 children who reportedly drowned while trying to cross a flooded river in Nicaragua. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Pentagon announced hundreds of U.S. troops will be coming home in the near future or in the coming weeks, following President Donald Trump's order to remove about 2,000 service members from Afghanistan and 500 troops from Iraq before next year's U.S. presidential inauguration. Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller told reporters Tuesday by January 15th, there will be 2,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan and a similar total in Iraq by the same date. Both Republican and Democrats in Congress have expressed skepticism about the president's decision to withdraw troops at this time. The U.S. medical establishment urging President Trump to share critical COVID-19 data with projected President-elect Joe Biden's team or risk needless deadly lives in tackling the pandemic. The Biden team has been trying to devise a coordinated national coronavirus strategy, and the open letter from the 3 leading healthcare organizations came as more state and local governments scrambled separately to try to tamp down on COVID-19's surge, threatening to overwhelm hospitals across the U.S. Health officials have warned that greater social mixing and indoor gatherings during the upcoming holiday travel season, combined with the onset of the virus. In other news, a day earlier, Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds ordering all indoor gatherings to be limited to 15 people, mandating mask wearing for people who are unable to socially distance. The states of Maryland and Ohio also imposing 10 p.m. curfews on bars and restaurants on Tuesday. But Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert, on Tuesday called for a more uniform approach to fighting the virus. During the past week, the United States has recorded an average of nearly 150,000 new cases per day, according to the Johns Hopkins University. The country has registered more than 11.3 million total cases during the pandemic, the most in the world. President Trump announced on Twitter, rather Ethiopia's prime minister said Tuesday that a final and crucial military push from the rebellious region of Tigray will take place in the coming weeks. President Abiy Ahmed, Africa's youngest leader, launched a military offensive against the regional government last week after regional forces attacked an army base in that region. For more news, join us, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
VOA 1. Right now. VOA 1. Actually, her full name is Ella Mae Howell.
Right.
She is from London, and she just turned 26 on November 3rd. So happy birthday a little bit late to Ella Mae with her biggest hit. That is called Booed Up. And you're listening to VOA 1, The Hits. Coming up next, Halsey Graveyard.
It's crazy when the thing you love the most is the detriment. Let that sink in. Think again. When the hand you wanna hold is a weapon and nothing but skin. Oh, cause I keep digging myself down deeper. I won't stop till I get where you are. I keep running, I keep running, I keep running. They say I may be making a mistake. I would have fought. I'm
how warning signs can feel like they're butterflies. Oh, 'cause I keep digging myself down deeper. I won't stop till I get where you are. I keep running when both my feet hurt. I won't stop till I get where you are. Oh, when you go down all your darkest roads, I lay a bottle all the way to the graveyard.
It's new music right here on VOA 1.
Treat when a dog see me like a thief in the night, like she stole my green. Got me walking off the scene like a hole in my jeans.
Doja Cat, Gucci Mane from Hot Pink. That's Doja Cat's debut album, Like That, here on VOA1. Doja Cat is now teaming up with Pretty Little Thing, which is a fashion label. She's created her own line of clothing. And there is, yes, of course, some pink. That apparently is her favorite color. My name's Larry London. You're listening to VOA1. And the hits continue with Juice WRLD and Marshmello. This is Come and Go.
I try to be everything that I can, but sometimes I come out as being nothing. I try to be everything that I can, but sometimes I come out as being nothing. I pray to God that he make me a better man. Maybe one day I'ma stand for something. I'm thanking God that he made you part of the plan. I guess I ain't go through all that hell for nothing. I'm always mucking up and wrecking. It seems like I perfected it. I offer you my love, I hope you take it like some matters. Tell me ain't nobody better than me. I think that there's better than me. Hope you see the better in me. Always end up better in me. I don't wanna ruin this one. This type of love don't always come and go. I don't wanna ruin this one. This type of love don't always come and go. Go. drugs, then you hold me close, then I tell you how you make me whole. Sometimes I feel you like being alone, then you tell me that I should have stayed in the room. Guess I got it all wrong, all along my fault. My mistakes probably wipe all the rights I've done. Saying goodbye to bygones, those are bygones. Head up, baby, stay strong, we gon' live long.
VOA1.
Tell them that it's all-
Drake here on VOA 1. Chris's son, Aiko, who is almost a year old, spoke his first words this last week, and Chris was there and posted the video online. He also posted some photos alongside of his mom, who goes by the name Mom Breezy, because we all call Chris Brown Breezy. And they put a picture together. Her real name's Joyce Hawkins. She couldn't look happier than she did standing next to her famous son. I'm Larry London. You've got VOA 1. That means you're listening to the hits. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check me out at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Once again, facebook.com/